Hi there, I'm Dr. Mirdalis Diaz Ramirez, and this is a Design Your Physician Life podcast. Welcome to this episode brought to you by our Maxillary Mastermind, a personal and professional development program for physicians who want to learn entrepreneurship and want to make some CMEs along the way. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about three ways to steer your career. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Design Your Physician Life podcast, where you will get excited about being a physician. Learn the tools that can help boost your success and great tips from successful doctors. Join us to unlock the keys to an amazing physician life. And now, here's your host, Dr. Mirdalis Diaz Ramirez.
Hey guys, I'm Dr. Mirdalis Diaz Ramirez, creator of the Design Your Physician Life podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about three ways to steer your career. I'm very excited to dive into this topic because we are working to future-proof your medical career in this rapidly changing healthcare landscape that we are all living. It's very important that you listen to all the things that we have to say today because I think that we're going to bring tons of information, some of it which you might be familiar with and some of it which you might not be familiar at all or have never heard. Why am I here? You know, in my journey from burnout, I've changed to where I feel empowered. And this whole journey has shown me that we can reinvent ourselves on purpose and get to thriving. And I want to provide physicians like you with insights and are committed to do the same. We know that over 50% of the physicians experience burnout. And it's clear that our healthcare system is not at all optimized to support our clinical well-being and career satisfaction. In one of the presentations that I just recently did, we talked about this. And just at the end of last year, only 19% of institutions interviewed were stating that they had ways to deal with physicians and their satisfaction, burnout, and having support for them. Something that came to my attention recently is that I've been speaking a lot about burnout because I felt like that at the time when it happened to me. But we had somebody approach me with this concept of moral injury. And I want to talk about the differences not only between burnout and moral injury, but also about other things that happen around this period of time, which is mid-career crisis and midlife crisis. And I think that all of them, we know that all of them had different definitions and different causes and why it happens. But it's important that we understand each definition. And at the end, from my point of view, they will have a very similar outcome of, you know, treatment of the things that we have to do. So let's start with burnout. Burnout is usually used, you know, as a catch-all term. I've been doing pain management for a long time, and I know that fibromyalgia is used like I see it as a catch-all term. Many things that we don't understand, we will put under the diagnosis of fibromyalgia. And I think burnout has become that type of term where we don't necessarily have the exact root cause of the situation, of the symptoms that we're experiencing as physicians, but we're calling it burnout. So if we understand the differences, I think it's going to help us explore some strategies for overcoming them. But at the end, as I said, you know, there's one thing that we have to do, that's take care of it ourselves, regardless of what it is. So burnout is usually the state of emotional and physical and mental exhaustion that comes because of, you know, stress. We have stress, excessive stress, prolonged stress, and that will cause burnout. Usually it happens at work. It can happen with people who are, you know, providers who are helping caregivers at home, for example, and it can happen within relationships and other places, but usually it's at work. Mid-career crisis is something that is common and for our age. So we go all through college and we go through medical school and residency and fellowship. And by the time that we are practicing, we're very close to be, you know, 5-10 years out. We're very close to be right there at mid-life crisis, but we also have this thing called mid-career crisis. And mid-career crisis, in our case, will happen when we feel disillusioned or unfulfilled because of the chosen profession. And it can happen around those 5-10 years later. And it usually happens because we have had all these things that we might have wanted to achieve and we're not achieving yet. And then we have this sense of like, you know, being just stagnant in the same place, dissatisfied with what we've achieved. The midlife crisis, which I was talking about, people will be, you know, talking about introspection and questioning the purposes and identity of oneself as a human being. And because time is passing and we once again might not have certain dreams or that we have not been able to achieve or regrets that we might have from the past. And that I have to tell you, a lot of it is hormonal, right? We're getting into our 40s and our hormones are dwindling down, our body is changing. And then all these things can become together and be confounding each other. And, you know, we can all call it burnout, as I've said. One important topic, as I said, that somebody was talking to me earlier was this one of moral injury. And moral injury is more the psychological distress of when we as physicians, we're in a system that really we feel like is forcing us to act against what our own ethical principles are. We have external pressures and constraints within our healthcare system. And this is something that is something that's done to us, right? We feel that the system is really injuring us. If we think, you know, that we believe in providing equal, affordable healthcare to everybody, then we're denied. We have prior authorization denial and we don't have the resources and administration is telling us something. And we believe that the systems or the procedures should be extremely different because those suggestions don't go with the ways that we were trained. Then we're thinking more about that moral injury. And then that stress becomes stress prolonged for a period of time, which then might lead to burnout. So in this conversation that I was having online with this particular physician, it was clear that they felt the need to express that this was an external situation that was imposed on physicians causing moral injury. And I have to tell you, I've been a physician for over 20 years and I've seen the evolution or the devolution of medicine. And for better or for worse, there were certain things that we gave away, you know, because we wanted to be physicians and only, and we did not want to have to deal with this or that. We wanted to take care of more patients. So we then started recruiting people who might not have the same education as we have. And then we have created this situation. And I say physicians in general, not because it's your generation. I think as generations prior to even us, this was developing. And now we're in this situation where healthcare is way different than what it was 20 years ago. Regardless of burnout or moral injury or midlife crisis or mid-career crisis, call it whatever it is, we are often feeling powerless and frustrated by the limitations that we're facing in our profession. We feel like, you know, this is something that's been imposed to us. And as I said, I was talking recently about similar topics at a physician's conference. And one of the things that we learned there is like, you know, let's talk about happiness. Happiness, 50% of it is determined by our genes. 10% is for what happens from the outside and 40% is what we do about it. So if we put it in that context and then we talk about whatever it is, if it's moral injury, midlife crisis, mid-career crisis, burnout, whatever it is, that would go in the 10% of determinants for our happiness. We still have a 40% that we can act upon. So that's the thing that I tell you when I'm saying, you know, regardless of what it is, if it's moral injury or burnout, the system or within whatever's happening, we still must take action regardless of what's happening. We cannot let others take care of our future, right? We can change our mindset. And from this way of feeling this empowered victim to activate a creator of the career we desire. And I know that you're going to tell me, oh, but the system is still there. And I know that the system is still there. But if you look around, you know, for those of us who have hospitals, for example, where you have a physician lounge, And you look around in that physician lounge, you see physicians who are very happy, and you see physicians who are content, and physicians who are less happy, and physicians who are extremely unhappy, right? And as I said, you know, 50% of our happiness will be determined by genetics, so there's a component to that. 10% about the circumstances, and that. Sorry. And then that 40% will be determined by what we want to do, what we determine to do. So regardless if it's moral injury or burnout, it is up to us to recognize that there's something wrong. And in that room, you'll find those physicians who are happy. They have found ways of, regardless what the system is, to live and take control of their lives. They don't mind. Maybe they do mind, but it really doesn't take away from the life that they're living, that every day they will come and they will have to do prior authorizations, and they will have to deal with whatever is happening with administration and all these things, because they have recognized that that is the system. They have not taken that personally, or maybe they have ways outside of that environment that they feel in control of their lives. And that is just one more thing they have to deal in order for them to provide the care to their patients and be working in this healthcare system. So that's what I mean by, you know, saying that regardless of whatever is happening in the environment, regardless of the things that we feel are attacking us, we must attack back. And I have to tell you that after working with physicians for the last couple of years, helping them future-proof their careers and witnessing all the changes in healthcare that I have witnessed for, I graduated in 1996 from medical school. So you make the math. And now even more with different types of AI, it's clear that however we define what we're experiencing, it needs to be changed, and it needs to be changed quickly. And this is not for us to leave to somebody else to do. We all must take care of our lives and stop blaming the system or anything else. We have to learn how to implement change in our lives. And when we define our state, where we want to be and why this is, all that how to do that, change becomes much easier. So it is essential for us to expand how we see our potential. It is essential for us to examine our beliefs. If you've heard about Tony Robbins, he says, as a coach, where focus goes, energy flows. So if you're focusing all the time on the fact that you're burnout or you have experienced moral injury, regardless of the definition, the first step is obviously to understand that there's a problem. And the next one is going to be seeking help. And I want to say that it's important to recognize if there's a mental health issue that is also a confounding factor to all this experience. It has certainly to be taken care of. So first, identify the problem. Identify, yes, there's moral injury, yes, there's burnout, chronic stress, a mid-career crisis, midlife crisis, all this stuff, maybe a component of depression, anxiety, and then act upon it. So in terms of the where focus goes, energy flows, if you're focusing all the time on the sadness, on the depth of the damage that you feel from the moral injury, if you're focusing on that constantly, guess where your energy will flow, right? Your energy will flow towards that way of thinking, and you will not be able to achieve change. And every day you will be stuck in the same situation. So what can you do? First, recognize the problem. And number two, recognize that you have the power to direct your medical career and your life. So yes, evolution will start from within. So a huge mindset shift that we must do as physicians who are tired of fighting this system is, as I said, shift from that disempowered victim to an activated creator. And this is crucial, crucial, crucial. Landscape of healthcare is evolving. Here, there's, you know, changes that are deep, and nobody is coming to rescue us. So now, with that background, I do want to give you the three potent but commonly unknown ways that physicians can start questioning and promoting change. That way, you can help steer your career. So let's give you the first way in which you can help steer your career. And that is number one, investing in personal and professional development. I'm going to tell you why. Do you know that your hospital executive, your insurance firm executive, and pharmaceutical company executives are regularly investing in coaching and professional development? For them, culturally, this is not a luxury. It's a necessity because they need to stay competitive and effective. And physicians, it's not necessarily that we neglect that aspect. It's just we don't know about it because we're busy learning more medicine and more medicine and more medicine. And by the time we're 5 to 10 years out of our residencies and fellowships, we know a lot of what we need to know to take care of most patients. And we really need to understand that at that point, if we haven't, we really should start investing in our personal and professional development the same way that these executives do. That way, we can have the same advantages that they have. We can talk the same languages, right? So what things can you do? Well, first, start allocating a budget and time for your personal and professional development. That can be in the form of coaching, online courses. You can go to relevant workshops and seminars. And you have to understand that the return on investment is not going to be just, you know, monetary immediately. It's going to be in job satisfaction, in mental health, in long-term career prospects. So first of all, you should start investing in personal professional development, and you need to intentionally put this into your schedules, into your... I have somebody that I know that doesn't like to use the word budget because they think it's a negative connotation, but you can use it in an investment bucket. So in your investment bucket, you should have investing in your personal and professional development. That's number one. Number two, understanding the business side of medicine. You know, we're great in our clinical roles, but we many times will lack the understanding and interest in the business aspects of healthcare, which is part of the evolution that we were discussing at the beginning. This knowledge gap has been certainly detrimental, especially when we are negotiating contracts, understanding the healthcare policies, or even when we're considering maybe other alternative career paths in healthcare, I don't know, management, and taking care of our offices and entrepreneurship inside or outside of medicine. So if we understand the business side of medicine, it will help us in handling all these areas and understanding and communicating better. If we're employees, it's going to help us understand better that other side of the table, right? When we're on the negotiating table, and create win-win situations. So what sort of things can you do to understand the business side of medicine? Same thing, start taking courses, seek mentorship in healthcare management, finance, entrepreneurship. Understand the business side of medicine. Understand that it will empower you to make informed decisions, because many times we will go and we'll say, you know what, this is not the way that this patient should be treated. This is not the way that the system should be or the process should be from a medical point of view. But we might not really understand the business point of view. And if you're someone, a physician who has not only the medical knowledge, who also has the business side of medicine knowledge, you will be at an advantage when you're at that negotiating table, talking about ways and procedures for the patients, because you will understand all the aspects that need to be known to be taken care of that procedure or process. And then number three, which is also unusual for us to do, is network outside the medical field. You know, we go through medicine and it's so involved, and, you know, medicine is all we have to know for so many years. And that's true, you know, acquiring that knowledge, acquiring that experience for us to be leaders in our fields is like of utmost importance, right? However, we also need to get outside our box of medicine, because the healthcare industry doesn't operate in a vacuum. And I have to tell you that many people in healthcare really are not physicians. They're not. You know this. You see it every day. Our field is really interconnected with various other sectors like technology, policy, finance, and even outside things with marketing and branding and things like that, right? So if you're networking only within the medical circles, you're certainly going to limit your perspective and opportunities for interdisciplinary innovation. We have one physician that I know, he's helped us a lot with helping physicians grow in terms of investments. And it turns out that he is now investing with people that he met at a wedding, right? And he gave himself the opportunity to not only chat with that person at that social event, but also getting to know them outside that social event and going to other events where they would grow and learn more about their products, their processes, things outside of medicine that are now coming back into medicine where he is. And he's bringing innovation into medicine through those relationships. So what can you do to network outside your medical field? Actively seek to attend these events, webinars, or social functions that are not strictly medical. And it doesn't matter that if you're an introvert or an extrovert, if you interact with professionals from other fields, especially nowadays with AI, right? Artificial intelligence, data science, and even public policy, it will make you richer. It will make your experience better. It will give you other ways where you can expand and be in control of your life. So it broadens your perspective, and it also opens doors to collaborative opportunities that can certainly future-proof your career. So now, there you have it. Number one, invest in your personal and professional development. Number two, understand the business side of medicine. And number three, network outside the medical field. I have to tell you that the future of healthcare will require us physicians to be agile, moving, be entrepreneurial, and be adaptable. And by leading this change ourselves, we will be able to get to shape it into something that really fulfills us rather than frustrating us. I want to tell you that you are in the driver's seat, and where you choose to steer your career next or not is up to you. It's up to you to apply these gifts that you have, the experience that you have, to create a practice and a life aligned with your values. All these are your choices. I hope that you have a great day, that you have learned something today, and I will be more than happy to work with you in our Maxillary Mastermind. Have a great day. Hey guys, that was it for today. I hope that you had fun with our topic. Please visit our website, maxillary.com, M-A-X-A-L-L-U-R-E. If you want a discovery call with me in the website, you will find a link for discovery call. Please sign up there, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you, talk about your future, talk about your present, talk about where you would like to be and change your life. I hope you subscribe to this podcast, Design Your Physician Life, give us 5 stars, share with everybody, and share our YouTube channel called Maxillary Mastermind. Have a great day.
Please remember that Design is not providing specific financial, medical, or career advice. Our only intent is to stimulate your appetite for growth by sharing our experience and those of our speakers, coaches, and guests. Your personal growth and success will be unique to your circumstances and your hard work. We sincerely hope you enjoyed the show and look forward to seeing you next week.